Friends, this evening, notice how the angel addresses Mary. The angel Gabriel says, "Hail, full of grace. Hail, full of grace." I could be wrong, but I think that this is the only time in Scripture where a person is addressed using a verb. Okay, now, I know that sounds really nerdy. I know that does, okay? And not to get too deep into this. But this phrase, full of grace, in the original Greek text of the Bible, it's actually a perfect passive participle, okay? Again, not to get too complicated, but, you know, a perfect passive participle is something that happens in the past, but is now also present in the future. So a more accurate translation of saying, "Hail, full of grace," would be, "Hail, you who have been graced by God." That's what we call Mary. Notice, this is the title that she is given. It's a verb that is used as a noun. "Hail, you who have been graced by God." That's the great mystery. This is what we celebrate on the Immaculate Conception. That from the very beginning of Mary's existence, from the first moment of her conception in the womb of her mother, Saint Anne, that Mary was completely and utterly graced by God. That she was free from original sin and all sin. There was no stain of original sin that we all inherit from Adam and Eve. No stain of original sin ever touched Our Lady from the very first moment of her existence. Now, why is this so? Why was Mary immaculately conceived? Why is she the Immaculata? Why is she the most pure virgin? It's because it's all with a view to be for Jesus. Mary was immaculately conceived so that she could be a worthy dwelling place for the Son of God. If you think about it, God the Father from all eternity chose her, and prevented the stain of original sin from ever coming into contact with her. Why? So that she could be the dwelling place for Jesus. So if you think about it, God the Father, when he would have chosen the most heavenly place, the place most like heaven itself, to be that place for his Son. That's who Mary is. Mary is that dwelling place. Mary is that place for the Son of God, most like heaven itself. But we also know that God wants us to be his dwelling place as well. God wants us to be that worthy dwelling place where he can also live. And that's what we are made when we receive Holy Communion worthily. We are made that dwelling place. And so in this Advent season, let us make a good confession of our sins so that we can be like Mary, that we may be made that tabernacle of God, that we may be made that dwelling place for his Son, so that like Mary dwelt, like Jesus dwelt in his Blessed Mother, Jesus may also dwell within us. May it be so. Amen.